Finally, some trash talk. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network, sponsored by Prilosec. Go to PrilosecOTC.com for a special offer. Here it is, 3 days from the Super Bowl, and you'd think Detroit was hosting a Boy Scout retreat. Except maybe for the gals promoting the pay-per-view lingerie bowl. But otherwise, it's been like waiting for a cricket match. Until yesterday, when there was finally some trash talk. Big headline in the Seattle paper. Seahawk tight end Jeremy Stephens, asked to comment about sentimental Steelers favorite and Detroit native Jerome Bettis, said, quote, "It's a great story that he's coming back home, but he's going to be sad when he leaves without a trophy." Oh, that was too much for Steelers linebacker Joey Porter, who said he didn't think Stephens was capable of such a comment, that he was, quote, "too soft to say something like that." Yes. Oh, but Porter didn't stop there. "I just tasted blood," he went on. "You crave it because you haven't tasted it for a while, but now I'm thirsty for it.
These engines are beginning to show signs of stress."
To which Stephens says, get this, "We're not here to roll over for anybody," unquote. That in response to Porter's warning that Stephens would be spending most of Sunday afternoon on his back. Oh, yeah. At which point, Stephens called him an artless, bat-fouling Applejohn, prompting Porter to call Stephens a churlish, clapper-clawed clotpole, at which point Stephens called Porter a mewling, swag-bellied maltworm. All right, so I made that part up. Report me to Oprah. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.